听力课堂，听 class.com。
Step by step 2000. Book 1. Unit 2. Net changes life. 1. Part 1. Warming up. A. Keywords. Email message. Addresses. Queen Elizabeth II. Jimmy Carter. Email accounts. Hoax.
Vocabulary. Crash. Coordinate. Account. Hoax. Main.
You're going to hear some important dates in email history. Supply the missing dates and words.
Great dates in email history. October, 1969. Leonard Kleinrock, a UCLA computer science professor, sends the first email message to a colleague at Stanford. The computer promptly crashes.
March 1972. Ray Tomlinson, author of the first email software, chooses the @ for addresses. I got there first, so I got to choose any punctuation I wanted.
February 1976. Queen Elizabeth II becomes the first head of state to send an email message.
Fall 1976. Jimmy Carter and Walter Mondale use email every day during their campaign to coordinate their travel schedules. A single message costs $4 to send.
September 1983. Colby College in Waterville, Maine becomes one of the first institutions of higher education to assign email accounts to all its students.
December 1994. A widely circulated email hoax appears, warning that reading an email entitled "Good Times" will erase your hard drive and destroy your processor.
December 1998. In the movie You've Got Mail, a celebration of email romance, Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks recreate The Shop Around the Corner online. The original movie, The Shop Around the Corner, was shown in 1937.
B. Keywords. Information. Superhighway. Shorthand. Abbreviations.
Vocabulary. Techie. Zoom. Decode. Standby. Make the rounds.
Listen to a short talk about the abbreviations used on the Internet. What do these abbreviations mean? Write down the full meaning.
One feature of the information superhighway is that the traffic travels fast, and techies use their own special shorthand to keep messages zooming along. Today, we'll help you decode tech talk by answering some not-so-frequently asked questions about abbreviations on the Internet. What does it mean when a message includes the letters AISI or IMHO? AISI stands for As I See It, and IMHO is shorthand for In My Humble Opinion. Some modest folks will also add FWIW before sharing their opinion, which stands for what it's worth. Others express their disapproval with the letters CMIIW, that is, correct me if I'm wrong. The list of commonly abbreviated phrases on the net is nearly endless. As a matter of fact, AAMOF stands for As a Matter of Fact, and Believe It or Not gets posted as BION. Are there any pre-information age abbreviations still making the rounds in this high-tech era? You bet. The old standbys FYI, MYOB, and SOP, which stand for Your Information, Mind Your Own Business, and Standard Operating Procedure, are still frequently used today, even in email. Since time is getting short, has the net given us truly short and clear ways to say goodbye? Try TAFN, that's all for now, and BCNU, be seeing you.
C. Keywords. Tim Berners-Lee. World Wide Web.
Vocabulary. Primitive.
You are going to hear some statements. Each statement will be followed by a WH word. Write down the relevant segments according to the WH word. For example, if you hear, the boy was looking for his mother, whom? Just write down the words, his mother.
Tim Berners-Lee is the man who wrote the software program that led to the foundation of the World Wide Web. Who?
In the 1980s, scientists were already communicating using a primitive version of email. When?
In 1990, Tim Berners-Lee wrote programs which formed the basis of the World Wide Web. When?
In 1991, his programs were placed onto the Internet. Where?
Between 1991 and 1994, the number of web pages rose from 10 to 100,000. How many?
Right now, the world is focused on e-commerce. What?
The invention of the web brings rapid rewards to people with imagination and new ideas. To whom?
Part 2. Network. Keywords. Connection. Systems. Broadcasting. Television. Computers. Relations.
Vocabulary. Costly.
A. Listen to report about the word network. Supply the explanation for the word.
Few things in this world change as fast as languages. Every day, new words are created to deal with new ideas or new technologies. New meanings also are added to existing words. A dictionary published years ago may show one or two meanings for a word. A dictionary published today may list several more meanings for the same word. Network is one such word. It combines two words. The first is net. It means materials that are connected. The second is work. One meaning of work is a system. Network means a connection of systems that work together. The systems that networks connect can be very different. For example, radio and television stations can be connected in a network. So can computers, and even people. Word expert Mitford Matthews found written uses of the word network in the late 1800s. The word then was used as a verb, a word that shows action. At that time, network meant the connection of railroads or other vehicles used for travel. One publication said, "It is only a question of time when the railroads will network an area of the American West called the Panhandle." Another publication of the time said complete areas are networked by trolley cars, which are a kind of electric train. Now we often hear network used in connection with broadcasting. The Barnhart Dictionary of New English says that as early as 1914, people used it to mean a connected system of radio stations. This meaning continues to be popular. A more modern use of the word network is linked to computers. A network is a system that links a number of computers together. Networks make it possible for people who use computers to share information and costly equipment. Many companies and government agencies share the same computer network. The computers are linked through a main computer or through special lines. Some people are able to do their job from their home computers. Computer networks also permit an exchange of unofficial information and discussions between computer users. By linking their computers to telephones, people can buy goods through their computers. They can send messages to friends in many countries. Another modern use of the word network concerns relations between people. Ideas and information are exchanged by people who network to share interests and goals. Many Americans network to get better jobs or to meet new friends. Meeting new friends by networking is not work, though. It's fun.
B. Now listen again. Focus on the original use and modern use of the word network. Supply the missing information. Shopping. Keywords: shopping, holiday gifts, internet, the ease of shopping.
Vocabulary: catalog, click, ban, Missouri.
A. Listen to some statements taken from a report about online shopping. Supply the missing information. Pay special attention to the numbers.
Industry experts say American businesses should have about $184,000 million in sales during November and December. That would be 6% higher than the same period last year. The experts say that sales over the computer internet system could reach $12,000 million. Percent of people who use the internet say they expect to buy at least some gifts there. Experts say that about 50% of the 100 million internet users are women.
B. Now listen to the report. Answer the questions briefly.
This time of the year, Americans spend lots of time shopping for holiday gifts for their family members and friends. Many people visit a lot of stores in large shopping centers to buy their gifts. Others order goods by telephone from catalogs, the magazines that offer companies' products. And many are doing their holiday shopping on the internet.
Industry experts say American businesses should have about $184,000 million in sales during November and December. That would be 6% higher than the same period last year. The experts say that sales over the computer internet system could reach $12,000 million. That is higher than any time in the past. 63% of people who use the internet say they expect to buy at least some gifts there. Some internet experts believe that many computer businesses will add more women shoppers during this holiday season. They say women are beginning to enjoy the ease of shopping over the computer. They do not have to put the children in the car, drive to the stores, and walk around for hours until they find the right gift. Instead, they can click their mouse device on a gift shown on a computer screen, then provide their credit card number. A few days later, they receive the gift in the mail. Experts say that about 50% of the 100 million internet users are women. Businesses already are providing shopping experiences for women only. For example, one department store recently began selling women's shoes through a separate internet address. Some businesses not on the internet are afraid of the increasing competition. One shopping center in St. Louis, Missouri, recently banned any signs that tell people how to buy goods on the computer. Stores in other areas are trying to offer things not possible to get on the internet. A visit with Santa Claus, for example, or cookies baked by Mrs. Claus. Some stores are holding special classes for children. Others are offering money to people who buy goods using the store credit card. all stores are trying to provide improved service so that people will enjoy their shopping experience.
Part 4. Short talks on listening skills. Listen to the short talk entitled, Don't Attempt to Write Too Much. Some important words are taken away from the written passage. Supply the missing words.
Don't attempt to write too much. Note-taking is a very complex skill, but it's essential in listening. It helps us organize facts and retain concepts for later use. Taking good notes requires us to do two things quickly. First, to recognize the main topics, and second, to write down the important details and supporting examples as we hear and understand. In other words, our note-taking should keep pace with the speaker's thinking process.
The general principle for note-taking is to reduce the language by shortening the words and sentences that we hear. It is important to remember that we should not attempt to write too much. That is to say, we should learn to write the minimum to give sufficient meaning. And we should also learn to choose an appropriate time to write the notes quickly and that lay them out clearly.
Some commonly used Latin abbreviations are often very useful in note-taking. For example, CF, compare or compare with, IE, that is, EG, for example, am, etc., etc., and so on. One way to take notes of dialogues or conversations is to write down different speakers' words in separate spaces, such as separate columns or lines. This will help us sum up each speaker's views and opinions correctly.
Of course, note-taking is a highly personal skill, so we should make constant efforts to develop good ways of note-taking which are most effective and suitable to ourselves.